Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing Cyborg. This is one of the best examples as to why the action movie genre has a reputation for bad writing, having pointless nudity and having some of the worst acting performances you'll ever watch, especially in this decade, the 80s. Whew! It came out during the peak of the one-man army-driven action movies. This movie also stars one of the biggest action actors of the decade, Jean-Claude Van Damme. This is also one of the worst movies I've seen from the actor, and I've seen a fair amount of them. And that's including the Street Fighter film, Bloodsport. Oh, I think Sudden Death was another one of his. There's another one I can't think of. But, yeah. Oh, Kickboxer. That was another big one he did. But, yeah. it's very bad. From what I can remember of his other ones, I think this one's his worst. At least the ones I've seen. It's Walmart brand Mad Max. And it has some of the worst villains you will ever see. The main bad guy has one of the dumbest names as well. Fender. You heard me. His name is Fender. Scared yet? I was. It's a spooky name. Fender. The group's name is dumb as well. The bad guys are called pirates, and the good guys are called slingers. It's so fucking lame. They're just lame. It's not good. Alright? It's just bad. Just dumb. The movie was also made by one of the worst movie studios of all time. Canon Films. There's documentaries about this movie studio. Oh, and they also are the ones that released the worst Superman movie of all time. Superman 4 and The Quest for Peace. A lot of Canon Films are action films. Some of them star some decent, you know, named action heroes. They made some Sylvester Stallone movies. Over the Top was one of them. This movie, they had you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme do Cyborg. A lot of their movies had to do with ninjas. Enter and Revenge of the Ninja, starring Sho Gashugi. Those were popular films from them. They weren't good, but they were popular for that kind of movie. So, yeah, they have a very interesting reputation in Hollywood history. The fight choreography in this film is bad, which is disappointing because Jean-Claude was one of the flashier action stars. The effects are bad, the costumes are terrible, the props are terrible and look super cheap, and hey, you guessed it, the music also bad. Also, well, guess this either, acting's bad as well. Everything in this movie is bad. There isn't anything good about this movie. There's some boobies. Okay, I take it back. There's boobs. So, you like boobs, they're in the movie. So if you like watching movies for boobies, they're in them. They're in the movie. That's all I can think of, but that doesn't really add anything in a movie's quality. Well, maybe for some, but not for me. Not in these kind of movies, I guess. But those are movies we don't talk about on this podcast. The title is also misleading. There's a cyborg in this movie, but the character plays almost no role in the movie. The whole movie follows a slinger who wants revenge on Fender and his pirates, Jean-Claude Van Damme. It then turns into him wanting to save a girl that he was supposed to take care of, but she's turned bad and became a pirate, which also doesn't make any sense. Are you trying to tell me that a girl who's forced to kill her mom, sibling, and supposedly Jean-Claude Van Damme's character, could he survive, grew up to loving and fucking the guy that made her do that, Fender? What? Who wrote this fucking thing? Makes zero sense. No sense. Makes no sense. Who did it? Which one of you fucks did it? It's just, it's a stinker. This is nothing good. Sorry, And then at the end of the movie, like, the whole payoff, like, so he... So part of it is that there's this virus. And the virus is... does it explain what it is? No, it's a plague. And I think it's the Walking Dead. Oh, it was so stupid. It was a really dumb fucking name. It was like, it looked like it, like it's as if like you asked an AI to make up like a killer disease, and they just did this. The Roaming Death? Oh, I can't remember. It's so bad I forgot. fucking oh, it's just dumb. And that's a big part of the movie, is that the reason why this woman became a cyborg was that she could get information on a cure for this disease. And Fender's like, nah, I don't like that. I like this world, so fuck that. And so that's the movie, but she's like barely in it. And then the end of the movie is that Jean-Claude got her to where she needed to be for this the last group of doctors in the world. And he's like, the doctor guy's like, oh, good, you made it. And she's just like, yeah, but I don't think, you know, I think the person doing the real good out there is fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme. And I'm like, how? If you are able to cure this disease, this is causing the world to be like this, how is that not automatically the best thing? It's just stupid. It's just a dumb movie. I don't recommend. If you love terrible 80s action films, or maybe you love watching canon films, I got no idea. Maybe you're weird like me and watched this movie, you know. You never know. Maybe that's a reason to watch it. I just can't think of any reason to recommend this movie to anyone. Like, if I was to pick a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, this would be probably the last one I'd pick. The ones that come to mind. Like, what, you want to watch Van Damme do some shit? Watch Bloodsport. Watch Kickboxer. Watch even Street Fighter for this one. Ooh, Expendables. Anything else over this. Ooh, poopy. It's poopy. This movie sucks. So, overall, I give this movie a 1 out of 10. Terrible. Don't ever watch it if you don't have to. Or if you don't, you know, love watching movies for boobs. Maybe that's your thing. Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed a whole bunch of other movies, TV shows, and anime. So if you want to check those out, it's highly appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app you're streaming through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So, thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.